along with various other attributes, one of very prominent attribute and quality of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha was the attribute, was the quality of generosity, sakhawat. She radiallahu ta'ala anha was extremely generous. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu states that, I haven't seen any other woman performing generosity more than two women. Who were they? They were Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha and Hazrat Sayyidatuna Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha. However, the way of their generosity for both of them are different. He continues in this narration that he hasn't seen anyone more generous than these two women, who are Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha and Hazrat Sayyidatuna Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha. But the way they both expressed their generosity, the way they both practiced their generosity was different. How was it different? Mother of believers, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, would keep saving up. She radiallahu ta'ala anha would keep saving up. And when she would have saved up a large amount, then she would spend it all in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this was the way how Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she would show her generosity. Whereas Hazrat Sayyidatuna Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha wouldn't save anything. Whatever she would get, she would spend in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal straight away. She wouldn't save anything for herself. She wouldn't keep anything for the next day. So this was the state of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. The she radiallahu ta'ala anha wouldn't keep anything for herself. She would keep saving up. When the savings would get to a large amount, she would spend it all in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, we learn from this aspect of her seerah that we should also give charity in the path of Allah azza wa jal as much as we can, as per our affordability, as per our capacity, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us from that, whatever our affordability is, whatever our capability is, we should spend wholeheartedly in the path of Allah azza wa jal with intention of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Furthermore, among various other qualities, one of the biggest virtues is that just little before the demise of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam used the miswak sharif which was softened by Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And how was this? That Hazrat Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the brother of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, presented himself in the blessed court of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam just before his apparent demise from this world. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu had a miswak in his hand. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam looked towards the miswak, and Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she saw that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is interested in the miswak, then she took the miswak from Hazrat Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, chewed it and softened it and presented it to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. After that, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam blessed that miswak with chewing it with his blessed teeth. So this is also a speciality which is specific. This excellence is specific to Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used the miswak which was softened by Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha just little while before he apparently departed from this mortal world. So just to briefly mention the other various qualities that she radiallahu ta'ala anha possessed was that she was the most beloved wife of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah azza wa jal himself mentioned about the chastity and revealed 18 verses in this regard in the Holy Quran for her. In the last moments of the apparent life of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, no one was with him except Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha and angels. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam apparently departed from this world in her blessed room. And due to this blessing, her blessed room will remain surrounded by angels until the Day of Judgment. So these are some specialities which are specific to Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. These were just few glimpses of her virtues. Otherwise, her excellences and virtues are beyond count. That's how many virtues and excellences she possesses.